At the top of the news this Monday morning, Pope Benedict XVI continues his apostolic visit to his homeland, Bavaria. Chris Altieri is there on the scene and joins us now live online. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Catherine.
Well, Chris, maybe you can give us a bit of insight as to what's happening this morning.
Well, Catherine, Pope Benedict got an early start to his public appearances today. Just under an hour ago at the Archbishop's residence in Munich, the Pope bid farewell to the people of the city. The Pope's helicopter took off less than a quarter hour before you went live to air, and folks in the Bavarian town of Altötting are anxiously awaiting his arrival. The small town of Altötting is about 35 miles almost due east of the city of Munich. There's a Marian shrine there, Catherine, that has been visited by literally hundreds of thousands of pilgrims each year for centuries. Today, thousands of pilgrims, it's hard to say exactly how many, were waiting, gathered in the common of the small town, waiting for the Holy Father. But more about that shrine. The shrine is essentially an ancient eight-sided chapel, which according to legend houses the baptismal font in which Bishop Rupert of Salzburg baptized the first Catholic Duke of Bavaria. Inside the small sanctuary itself, there is a much venerated statue of Mary, known as the Black Madonna of Gnadenkapelle, that is, the Chapel of the Graces. The literally hundreds of thousands of ex-voto objects on display in the sanctuary and nailed to the outside walls give the shrine a lived-in feel, and as the townspeople tell me, the shrine is the center of their lives. In fact, the town of Altötting is known by the local people here as Herz Bayerns, which is German for the religious heart of Bavaria. I spoke to the sacristan at the shrine, a man named Alois.
From here, I'm just feel at home. And it's my mother, you know. I can ask and tell her everything, what is hard or what is good. This place goes back so many years. It's about 1,400 years goes back. Since 500 years, people come to ask for help to the Holy Mary. And so many people have found a help here. It's about 1 million people coming every year to Altötting because they just love this place, they like it, and they always come back.
Walking around the town before the Pope's arrival, I met Father Alois Furtner, the administrator for Altötting's parish church of Philip and James. He told me about the miracle that made the sanctuary famous.
There was a miracle because Mary was already in this baptisterium. Then 1489, a little child dropped down in the river down here. The boy was dead, and the mother brought the boy to this chapel. And they prayed and cried and hoped and everything. And the little child got alive again.
Pope Benedict will pray before celebrating Mass on the sanctuary grounds. He will pray in the sanctuary, the old baptistry there, Catherine. That's what we're waiting for today. We're waiting also for the Holy Father to land, which will be in just a few minutes.
Excellent, Chris. Well, thank you so much for that report live there, Chris Altieri.
And we'll be hearing more from Chris with the latest on the Pope's movements later on today.